For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. Many Veterans Day parades, like in Albany and Pittsfield, have been canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Still, those cities and other communities are holding outdoor ceremonies to honor the nation's military veterans. For some of New York's roughly 800 American Legion posts, Wednesday's holiday will also look different. I spoke with Mike McDermott, a Navy veteran and commander of the American Legion Department of New York.
Well, we're trying to find, follow the rules. A lot of our posts still aren't open yet, because especially down in the New York City area, because they're smaller posts, and it's just, the things are just getting tougher and tougher for them, with the epidemic. And people are scared, especially the older people, and they don't like to come near their posts. Of course, we follow a little bit different rules than, say, a restaurant, because we don't have to serve food in our businesses, but we still have to follow the rules, the 6 feet distance, and, come in, sign in when you come in with your mask on so they can track it if anything happens. Basically, we're following the same rules, but we just don't have to serve food, although some posts do have dinners. But one of the things we're doing for Veterans Day is they're still having some of their dinners, like chicken barbecues, but those are all pickups, and nobody's coming into the post, and it's reservations, and you pull up to their post, and they have people take your order in, pick it up, bring it out to your car, and off you go. It's just, we're just trying to follow the rules. But it's been a tradition in my post, and most of the posts, that when they have these dinners or these drive-throughs, usually the veterans are free, especially on Veterans Day. I mean, there's also a lot of businesses that do that, like Applebee's and Dunkin' Donuts. They give the veterans a free dinner or whatever. And it's quite a thing that people don't realize what goes on, not only with the businesses, but with our Legion post. And I'm just very proud of them. There's so many posts that, are trying to get back together. Of course, like I said, some of these older members, they're afraid. And I don't blame them. I'm afraid myself, I've got two grandchildren that live with me, and they go to school. And, of course, they're still in, elementary. So it's not as bad as it is for the high school. So everybody has to be careful. You just can't let your guard down on this pandemic. And we're doing the best I can as Legion. I've got to tell you one thing. I've been in contact with this young lady. She's got this thing she's trying to do for Veterans Day. And the American Legion and myself, we support it. What it is, she wants to, on Veterans Day tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night, she wants everybody to either go out on her front porch and sing the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, it's quite a thing. And we actually sent out, I sent a letter to all the posts and also a flyer on what she was trying to do. We're supporting, like I sent a letter to the post, I told them that it's not just you have to do it at 7 o'clock, because a lot of their ceremonies are 11 o'clock, which is, 11-11-11 when the war ended in World War I. So, a lot of I told them, if you can't do it at 7 o'clock, at home, but just have the Star Spangled Banner start your ceremony. And I think a lot of these posts have called back and said, yeah, we'll do something. But a lot of our posts are having ceremonies tomorrow, but some of them are virtual, over the, TV or computer, but others are having them. And what they're doing is they're, having their distancing, even with their firing squads, their firing parties, they're having their details, 6 feet apart with a mask and the gloves. And we're just trying to follow the rules. I mean, the participation won't be as much, as far as crowds coming, because people with a virus are staying away. So that's pretty much all the posts are trying to do something, although the posts that aren't open can't. But.
And when we spoke before Memorial Day, you said that there were a lot of American Legion posts in New York struggling financially amid the shutdowns related to the pandemic. How are they faring now?
Well, I would say the ones that have opened up are doing a little bit better. Of course, the people come in, there's not many people coming into their posts. And they're still trying to, like I said, do their dinners and stuff, but like our raffles that these posts do, all through the years, they couldn't do them because, they couldn't go out in the public and sell tickets, and you couldn't come to the post and buy tickets. So a lot of those raffles, and some of these posts are really hurting, but there is a program that just started nationally where some of these posts can get a grant through our National American Legion for their posts to help them through these tough times. And some of these posts I haven't opened yet, and I'm afraid we're going to lose some posts because they just can't afford it. You know, some of these older buildings, when the heat comes on, you know, now in the winter, it's going to be really tough for them. So they're trying, but I'm afraid we're going to lose some. And I hate to have, because like I said, these posts are sometimes the hub of the community, you know, and have been for years, and we hate to lose them. But the younger members are, you know, they've got things to do now also. So we can't all, you know, depend on the Legion to do everything for you anymore.
Are you aware of any posts in New York that have had to shut down completely this year?
There's a couple. There's one in my county that they actually would like to sell their building, you know, and they're going to stay as a post. But, you know, it's harder when you don't have a post somewhere, you know, your veterans can congregate. And that's the only one I've heard of. I think there might be some down near the New York City area, but I haven't heard of it yet because we haven't had any conventions or any meetings. We are trying to have a New York State meeting, department meeting, and we call it midwinter. And that'll be an only, but that's going to be a virtual type thing. Only 50 members are allowed, just your executive people that are only ones can be at the meeting. So these people that normally come to this convention to listen to what's going on won't be there. And but we have to follow the rules that the state puts out for us. So that's why we're doing it this way. And hopefully maybe our department convention in the summer, things will, you know, brighten up that maybe we would have a convention. But we still have to carry on business. And it's tough, you know, doing things by phone or by online with a computer. But that's the way we have to do things.
Mike McDermott is the commander of the American Legion Department of New York. Mike, thank you for your time and for your service.
Well, thank you, Jim. And thank you for this call. And I hope I helped out some of these veterans. And I like to tell everybody, please think of your veterans tomorrow, not only the ones that passed away, but the ones that are still serving and have served.